Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Space Game Junkie Podcast. I, as always, am your co-host, Brian. Joining me, as always, is your co-host, Jim.
Battletech. Today's Battletech Day.
It really is.
It is. Hey, you know, it's not Mech Game Junkie or anything, but Battletech.
Yeah, Battletech. New Kickstarter for Battletech that just started today.
So you know what actually does my heart good?
What's that?
In the Battletech Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Looking at the names of the gentlemen that are involved here.
Mm-hmm.
So there's Jordan Weissman, right? He's the guy that invented Battletech anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's not so much his involvement that actually warms my heart.
Yeah.
It's when I look down the page and I see that Mitch Gittleman is involved because he made the Mech Commander games.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so I met him E3 2000, I think it was, when Mech Commander 2 was coming out.
Right.
That's the one. Remember I said my E3 story about getting drunk was like we went to the beer tent at the God thing across the way, and everybody just started handing me like vodka and cranberries and stuff. And so I woke up the next day, and I had to like have the guy that I was splitting the room with actually fill a pillowcase up full of ice so I could put it on under my head to stand to be alive, right? It's like I have never had a hangover that was so intense, and I have never drank again like that. I every time I put alcohol to my lips, I remember that day. So anyway, that morning I had a 9 o'clock sit down interview with Mitch Gittleman. And I went in there just destroyed. And it was on video too, right? So it was pretty great. That's when I learned my lesson about alcohol and also Mech Commander 2, because it was pretty great.
I actually found a mission where I get to shoot people.
All right. So here's the deal. What system are you in?
I don't know.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, so I should probably send the shout-out to Lave Radio, if there are any people from the Lave Radio that have migrated over and are hanging in our Twitch chat. So I got pulled into their show for a little bit today.
It was
like the after show, so they were done recording the official podcast. But I did take the opportunity to pimp out the Space Game Junkie a little bit.
Appreciate that.
You know. Also, other games that we talked about, because
they
were actually they were talking about Pulsar Lost Colony,
right?
And you know, it was like, hey, have you seen that? And I was like, oh yeah, we actually had the guy on and talked to him and stuff. But it was like when the game was super formative back in the day. So it's kind of, you know, it has evolved from there, but I don't have it. I assume you've got it, you backed it or something.
Yeah. It still has work to do.
But how would you rate it? Like, is it worth me pulling $25 out right now?
Not yet.
Okay. So, is it functional as far as flying the ship around, landing on the planets, stuff like that? Or is it all still kind of, like, limited scope because it's the engines being built, not the content? Like, where is it at?
Shit. Hang on. Sorry. It's not that great yet. It still has a ways to go.
Okay. Because they were also talking about, they did an event at LaveCon where they played Artemis, right?
Right.
So I was telling them about when we had, what was his name was Matt, wasn't it? Matthew?
Thomas. No.
Matthew Thomas.
No, his first name is Thomas, I think.
Thomas, okay.
Thomas something or other.
Yeah, so I told him, like, when we had him on the show and the whole, like, Secret of Vulcan Fury incident and that stuff. You know, because they focus exclusively on Eve. That's, like, their thing. And, you know, so it's a focused show. And I was telling him, well, like, we kind of touch everybody inappropriately. But we had him on, and that kind of thing happened. And then we had they were talking about Free Space 2. And who was it that we had on just recently, and they worked on Diaspora?
The Lord of Rigel guys.
Okay,
Rigel,
yeah, it was
Rigel,
them. Okay.
Who
they kickstarted,
if you recall,
today.
They just kickstarted starting today, yes.
Yep. So bad timing, guys. BattleTech. That's all I'm going to say. BattleTech. They're in a little competition there. But, yeah. But anyway, yeah, Lords Are Idle, kickstarting. I told them they're not getting a dime of my money until they put Nedry back in. They have to call him Darth Nedry. They told me if I kickstart sufficiently high, there is actually a tier where I get to name heroes. So it could happen. So, yes, there's that. So basically, you want to make sure that you have a tractor beam. And you want to have...
In what?
In Evercron.
Oh. Well, yeah, isn't the mining beam and a tractor beam the same
mining
thing?
Mining slash tractor beam. So you want to have that. Yeah. And you want to have maximum cargo bays, which is 5.
Which is 5, yeah.
Right. And then what you need to do, I will show you how to get a C5 Fulcrum drive right off the bat. Right?
So I got to kill some guys, so just hang tight.
Yeah, let me know when you're done with that. We will continue to converse as I await.
No, it's okay. We can keep talking as...
Well, that's what I said. We'll just keep talking.
Right.
And you can do your due. I can only get 4. I got to take... do I have to lose an equipment hard point? That so sucks. Man. All right, whatever. Because I need my... Oh, no, that's secondary weapons. God. I keep thinking I'm playing that other game. That, you know. So I was just like, I need to maximize my cargo, but no. Okay.
Oh, I killed a guy. I killed my first guy.
Sweet.
I killed my first guy. That was nice.
So the dogfighting in this game is pretty damn cool. I watched...
It's not bad.
Yeah, I watched a video. I think, actually, I put it in our channel, right? The one where it was Iron Man dogfighting. He flew in. It was an escort mission of escort a capital ship. And he jumps in, and the capital ship's, like, surrounded by Venari fighters. And he just starts greasing them, you know, like, one at a time, just in rapid succession. He was probably dropping, like, killing a dude every 20 seconds. And that's he was like a machine. Like, I cannot achieve that. It's somewhat a function of equipment, and yet also a lot of skill. But I'm about to correct the equipment problem right now. So... Oh, let's see. I need to move my wings. It starts these ships like the wings are in a retarded position.
Yeah.
They have to go.
It is an odd... It certainly is an odd...
Well, you know, a thing that I'm going to suggest to him about future updates is, especially for something else, is let me flip the wings around, because sometimes the wings are pointed forwards, and I could have the same wing pointed backwards.
Right.
It just with the click of a button, and it wouldn't take any additional design or anything. So there's that. But I got to put my cargo bay on here. I need a 5 slot.
Right.
I can't find a reason to never not have, or to ever not have a 5 slot cargo bay. Why would you do that? It makes no sense.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, I got 2, but then they got me. Okay, we're going to just abort that for now. Oh, and
are you back at
I'm going to be back. Where do I need to be?
Okay, so I'm starting out in the starter station, Sapphire.
Sapphire? Okay, I think I need to jump back there. Hang on. Oh, jeez, hang on. Okay. I need to be able to actually see the map, so I need to get out of the station. Hey, Tokens, how you doing? I touched 2 of them, and then I got slapped down by the 3rd one. That's what I get for thinking I can handle 4 guys by myself. But there was a big ship there. You'd think it could fight. It didn't. Okay, so let's see. So I need to go to Sapphire, which I think is this gate. Yes, that is exactly what that is.
Oh, let me teach you a secret about gates that I learned.
Okay.
Okay. Are you near the gate? Or do you jump to it?
I'm just jumping to it right now.
Oh, have you hit jump yet? It's too late. Okay.
Yes.
Because if you hold down the Alt key and right click on the gate icon, it will actually center the nav point, dead center of the gate. And then when you jump, you exit hyperspace the same heading that you enter. So if you are all the gates are aligned at 0 and 180. So if you're headed exactly at 0 or 180, when you drop out of warp, you just shoot right through the gate.
So how do you do this again? You right click the gate?
You hold Alt and right click the gate on the map, and that sets the waypoint dead center of the gate. This also works for stations.
Oh. Okay.
And then you have to have your vector, like not just your heading, but your vector of travel has to be exactly 0 or 180, and then you jump.
0 or 180.
Right.
Okay.
And you will jump straight through the gate. If you do that, go into a station, you will jump directly into the door of the station.
Oh,
That has
okie
saved me a ton
dokie.
of time.
I hope you have more fun with Starpoint Gemini 2 than I did, tokens.
Oh yeah, the other thing that we were talking about. I talked about Evercron on the Elite show, right? So, you know, just kind of get that out there. Like, hey, if you like Elite, Evercron. Planetary landings since 2010. So the
Actually,
other,
sooner than that.
yeah, that's true. Like clear back in 2008. But anyway, so the other game that I took the time to mention over there was Void Expanse, because I'm like, well, if you like multiplayer games and stuff, because one of the guys they had mentioned Nave, NAEV, which is
Good
Elite
stuff.
top down, and I was like, oh, if you like that, Transcendence, which you can get free or buy on Steam. And then if you like Transcendence but you want to play it multiplayer, then there's Void Expanse. And kind of described a little bit of what was up at Void Expanse. So hopefully some of the people that were hanging in the chat over there take a moment and actually check Void Expanse out. Because I've been thinking all week, like, man, I need to go playing some freaking Void Expanse again. That would be very nice.
Well, we could do that. Well, next week we're doing Sword of the Stars. We can do Void Expanse after that.
Yeah, that's true. No, it's this week, the Sword of the Stars, right? Thursday?
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. So, I talked to,
Okay, so I'm at Sapphire. What do I do now?
Oh, all right. Hang on just a second. Yeah. Anyway, so, potentially some of the Kerberos guys are going to drop in on us Thursday.
Ooh,
So,
fun.
yeah, I'll have to remind them about that. But I talked to Martin. And he asked if I wanted to, he could bring the other guy, the guy that I can't remember his name.
Chris?
Yeah, Chris.
Chris, I
That,
think.
yeah, the one that like was in his car talking to us in the parking lot.
The community
That was,
fellow, yes.
yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, because he was at like some hack fest or some shit and was like, oh shit, I forgot. So yeah, that was dedication though, that he actually sat in his car in the parking lot
Oh
with
yeah,
his
that guy's
ass off
awesome.
talking to us.
Chris something. I can't remember his last name, but yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so Shipyard, I think I got all the bullshit that I need here, so I'm gonna undock. Also, whenever you're jumping somewhere and it says that that's out of range of your jump drive, you don't have to go back to the map and plot a closer thing. If you just turn autopilot on, which is Alt F, it'll just take you through the jumps to get you there. Which
Really?
is, yeah, it's really nice.
Which is what? Which is alt what?
Alternate F for follow turns on.
Oh.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is two sectors above us is that nebula.
Yes,
Okay,
yes it is.
so I'm going to jump like right at the
Wait,
gate.
you mean the one that's two up and two to the right?
Yeah, I guess it's like, yeah, but at, well, the big sectors, it's in the same one, right? So there's a station in the sun, and then there's the nebula up above there. I wish I could actually call out coordinates better, but anyway, it's like it's the coordinates are a little bit too fine for.
It's the return gate. That's the set. That's the that's
Yeah,
the.
that's it. I wonder,
And so,
return to what?
I don't know. Alt right click. Oh, look at
Yeah,
that.
Alt right click the gate. And
Okay.
But the thing is, you don't want to fly through the gate, and this is going to make you actually fly through the gate if you do that.
Oh.
But I'll tell you what, just have your heading not zero, just slightly off zero, like 10 degrees or something.
It's not zero, so.
Okay, so you'll jump, like, right to the gate, but not into the gate. And then you'll see what I'm talking about.
I'm in the nebula.
Yeah, it'll jump you, like, right there. So I'm going to just angle off by, like, 10 degrees and jump. But you'll see the gate will just whizzes past you.
Okay.
So if you'd have been lined up, you'd have.
It looks like there's a ton of asteroids 18 clicks away.
Yeah, so you want to actually just scoop the nebula and get 25 units of...
okay.
Or actually, no, more than that. Just get as much as you can. Like, fill up all your cargo bays.
Okay, doke. With the hydrogen. Inventory of hydrogen, yeah. Hydra.
That's it. Anyway, so we're going to fill up full of that, and we're going to make some dough. So if you have 25 units of hydrogen,
yeah,
it turns into 20 units of electronics, right?
Sure.
And then 20 units of electronics. I figured out how the crafting system works for this. So 5 units makes a C1, 10 units makes a C2, right?
Yes.
So 4 units... would be, or, you know, 20. So it's multiples of 5. 5, 10, 15, 20.
Sure,
25.
Right.
So 25 is a C5. But when you convert 25 hydrogen into electronics, you only get 20. So you lose 5. Well, what you do then is you use the Alt key and right-click on a stack of that to combine it into other stacks. Uh-huh. And then that's how you achieve a stack of 25. You can only do that in a trade station, though.
Right.
So you have to dock at a trade station after you make the electronics and then come back to the factory.
Oh, dear Lord.
And, yeah,
okay.
It's a little tedious, but you get a C5 jump drive for free right at the beginning of the game. So if you pull your nav map up while we're talking here, I'm going to show you what our goal is.
Okay.
Go to the quadrant and...
Quadrant.
Yep. Upper right corner
yep.
of the map is Cerulean.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's where we're going. So that's if you turn on economy and look up there, it's
economy.
Yeah, it's a purple. It's like a medium purple. Economy. And then Atlas, that's right next to it, is a high economy.
Oh. Right?
Like the super high economy is the green stuff in the bottom right corner, but we can't go down there because they'll shoot us. But we can go up here. Well, Atlas is actually friendly to us, so we'll have no issues there. Cerulean has a gate to a war zone. So if you want to go, like, fight some Venari, that's where you go. It'll jump up into the war zone. I don't recommend that.
So how do we jump over to Atlas?
The technique that I showed you about jumping the gates... Because if you get up in Cerulean and you start getting shot at and you have to fuck around trying to jump in the gate and you, like, miss it and stuff, you're going to die. But you can jump to the gate. And if you jump to the gate and you're reasonably close, then you'll be fine. But if you have to dick around and try to find the gate after you jump, you're going to get killed. So the deal is there's a station up at Cerulean that buys this stuff, or sells it, rather, for... a moderate amount of money, like way more than here, but you know, it's moderate. And then you buy as much crap as you can and you fly it over to Atlas and sell it. And you like double your money every time you make the trade run.
Interesting. Yeah,
it's nice. So that is what we'll be doing.
So I got to fly to the trade state. I got to fly back to the trade station. Put 25 Hydra into a thing. Change that all to electronics.
Well, now I'll take you through it. Just let me know whenever your stuff is filled up.
Okay.
You got what, 5 slot cargo bay?
Yeah, and I'm almost filled. I'm almost filled 3 of them.
Okay. So anyway, In other news, what else has been going on in the space?
Well, we have 2 Kickstarters that started recently. They're both friends of the show. We Lord of Rigel. It started. Rigel or Rigel?
We have
friends. I forgot to say it.
It's Rigel.
Yes.
It's like
Rigel. They started yesterday. Their Kickstarter started yesterday. And I think they're doing. Let me see how they're doing. But yeah, their Kickstarter started yesterday. And then Soul Trader's Kickstarter started a few days ago, like a week ago or something. And that, where the hell? Okay. Yes, there's the Kickstarter.
By the way, speaking of soul things and that, yeah, so it's Beyond Soul, right?
They got moved back 2 weeks. They're not coming out till like October now.
Oh, but I thought they were out. Or is that?
I thought they were coming out to. I thought they were. They've been out in early access, but I thought they were coming out today.
Oh.
And then I saw that they had a blog post saying, "Nope, we're pushing it back to like October 13th." I'm like, ah, because I played like 2 hours of it the other day after I was done making my own videos, just to prepare for it. And even in single player, I was like, I didn't even realize it was 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's how good it was. Like, just it's really good.
Oh, cool.
So I'm really excited. And yeah, they unlock new. They have new ship, different ships now that you can unlock. And shit, which is pretty neat. Well, I'm almost full. Like a freighter and a dreadnought, I think you can unlock and stuff. So, yeah, I was having a real good time with that. So I'm excited about that.
So there's it's one of the streamers that I follow, and I'm trying to find him here. It's not Deluxe, I don't think, or maybe it is. Is it Deluxe? Yeah, it's Deluxe.
Okay.
Deluxe.
Yeah, I know him.
Right. Yeah, I was actually talking to wife, girlfriend, whatever, his manager, let's call her that. But I was talking to her the other night and, they were headed to the Alberta Comic Con thing on Saturday. So it was like Friday night, we were kind of talking cause he was on the air and I reached out to him over Facebook and she's the one that answered. But just, you know, talking about like his stream stuff and how that's going for him and that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's being moderately successful with it. You know, he's definitely like, oh, cool, I'm full. But anyway, right, yeah,
I'm full as well.
He's doing well with it. And the way that I discovered him actually was Alex Utopia kind of pointed me to it. And then I got on there and I noticed like, I love this guy's taste in games, right? Because he's playing Beyond Soul and Reassembly, and Keeper Roguelike, yeah. So and he's done a lot of cool stuff with Reassembly. So we're in Reassembly now. Apparently, you can upload your ships to each other, and he's been running tournaments where people will send him their ship designs, and then he like makes them fight each other, and you know who wins, right? You know, it's like put two bugs in a jar, see who wins.
Right.
So anyway, where the heck are you out here, sir?
I don't know. I'm in the nebula. I just filled up.
Okay.
I don't see anybody though. I see no one.
I think in the nebula, it's your sensors are kind of jammed.
Oh yeah, probably.
So anyway, I'm like right next to the gate though.
Okay.
So I'm gonna fly out of the nebula. Let's see what my heading is. So I'm going 180. Yeah, 180.
I was
out of here.
And I'm heading toward the gate.
Okay. So yeah, if you just keep a course 180 like past the gate, then you'll find me. Like fly to the gate and then go 180 away from.
Okie doke. Okie doke.
So, anyways, anyway. Yeah. So Deluxe, he's playing the hell out of Beyond Soul. Loves that game. So he's kind of getting me back into it. So, and yeah, we'll have to throw that up on a Thursday. Like the last time we had it, you know, it was with those guys and. And it was kind of like at a faster pace than what I'm playing the game.
Because they gave us a lot of money to get started.
Yeah.
Rather than like starting from scratch, scraping along like, oh, I have barely enough for a power station.
Exactly. So, hey, and also I found out frickin' Skype has a push to talk key you can set.
Yeah, you found that last time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's awesome. I didn't know if I had mentioned that to you or what.
I see you now.
Ron with the, okay, cool. So target me, put me on follow.
That's F, right?
Yes.
All right. I'm following you, sir.
All right. I'll let you catch up. And I'm finally out of the frickin' nebula, I think. So, other spacey things. I started playing the shit out of I want to call it Genesis. Oh, God, my brain is locked up. Project Gemini. Yeah, it's like G. What's a name that starts with G? And then I can't think of it.
Starpoint Gemini?
Yeah, Starpoint Gemini.
The second one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, why play the first one? Because the first one's in the second one now, right? The first one I
Yeah.
find painful. I don't like it. But the second one's great. And so I finally decided to like bite down on that thing and go for it. And yeah, I love that game. Oh my God. I played it. I probably put like 10 hours in it last week.
Oh, wow.
And
Tokens, sorry. Tokens, this is much more freelancer slash elite than free space. Just FYI. Go ahead.
all right, so watch what happens here, because I'm going like straight 180, right? And we're gonna jump. Oh shit, I jumped to the wrong place. I forgot. Ah, God damn it. Sorry about that. You still
That's
got me on
okay.
follow, right?
Yep.
Okay.
As far as I know.
That's ridiculous. All right, so I screwed up and didn't set my nav point, and we just flew right back into the nebula. That's like when you're playing Elite and somebody jumps out, but they still got wing lock on you, and it drops them right back in. It's like the
Yeah.
same level of dumb.
You got like wing lock on each other,
Yeah,
nav lock on each
exactly.
other. So it's like it's a circle jerk of not being able to get anywhere. Yes, it's exactly
Exactly
that.
that. All right,
So
so
let's see. Some new space games have come out recently. Psycho Starship Rampage
yeah, what's the
hit
story
finally.
with that? That's a
That's a game where it's kind of a shooter, but with a campaign and with a with a with a with a kind of a loot element where you loot material in order to improve your ship, and you can
Okay.
keep adding guns to it and shit. You're a psychotic ship AI that's been sleeping for eons that got accidentally woken up, and now you're like really angry that you were let abandoned, and so you're fighting your way back to Earth to kill everyone, I think.
Oh, okay. So
And
it's fairly descriptive of my condition.
along the way, you when you kill enemies, they leave materials behind, which you can use in between levels, I think, to add more parts and guns and shit to your ship,
Yeah,
like more
by the way,
generators, more
turn your
guns.
IDS up to 5. That's the number 9 key on your numeric keypad.
Okie doke. And so that's fun. I played the alpha a bit of that. I'm probably gonna try and cover that next week. Navpoint is a space traffic controller game that I can't even get past the tutorial because I hate it so much. Because like the ships are just stupid. You're supposed to tell which ships to go where. Like, go to this gate, go to this gate. And you'll tell the ship to go to that gate and they'll just keep going.
Oh, because
They'll totally
remember,
miss the
what was
gate.
that game? Like Flight Path or something? It was an air traffic control game,
There
like
are a
Flight
lot of those
Path.
little air traffic, like Airport Mania. There's like a bunch of them. And I typically love airport games because like you landed this runway, you landed this runway, and the planes are like, okay, I'm going to land at this runway, you know? And the planes know landed that fucking runway. Well, you tell a ship, go to this gate. Nope, just passes right on by.
Huh.
So stupid. Oh my God, it made me so mad.
So is it kind of the same game though? It's just
Sort of, but you're diverting ships to wormholes, like jump gates that they got to go through. Plus, there's also like wounded ships you have to heal and all kinds of stuff. It gets more complicated the more you play. I think I'm still following you. Oh no, I'm not.
Oh, well, if you didn't jump, you missed it.
Where are you?
I jumped to that space station that's a little bit below us, like down where the sun's at.
Hang on.
If you go to that sector where the sun and the space station's at, I'm actually at dead center of it, like where the
Okay,
Puget
hang on.
Mountains
I'm
cross.
gonna. Okay, I'm gonna jump right there and then. I thought I was following you, but nothing was happening. Tokens, you don't play many space games. Well, you came to the right place to fix that shit. Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay,
All right, I
now
see
I'm
you.
gonna. I'm following you. All right.
Okay.
How do you know you're following someone? Is there like an indicator or something? Or. Oh, it says form. It's
Yeah.
blinking form, form, form. Okay.
It's form over function.
So yeah, that game came out, Navpoint, and I can't stand it. even though it's getting positive reviews, it's just pissing me off. So I'm just going to hate play that. I think I'm going to, it was $5. So I'm going to keep it and hate play it. And then, then some kind of weird FTL clone came out. It's called Project Tarvotan.
I have heard nothing of this.
Yeah. It's on Steam now. I found I had it through a bundle. I get every Groupies bundle now because there's always like one gem in there. And then every now and then I'll find out, hey, I have that through a bundle, which happened to this.
Yeah, you're still following, right?
Yes.
So watch this magic. This is going to be magic. We should jump straight through the gate. Yep.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if I'm going to. I see the gate and I'm flying over it.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm still following you. Anyway.
Well, you're not going to follow me when I disappear.
Whoa, so I need to fly through the gate.
Yes.
Okie doke. I'll do that right now.
But anyway, so you see how it works, though, when you're the guy setting the waypoint, at least. Is
yeah.
Straight through that gate. So, yeah. Pretty awesome.
Anyway. Oh, I see. I'm heading zero, and it's right. I'm heading like three, but yeah.
Yeah, so all the gates are aligned north-south.
Oh.
And, yeah. Oh, yeah, another thing that I mentioned on their show that they were kind of unaware of was, what was Milo's game? Star Shatter. So I want to
link
to where they can download Star Shatter, because it's, like, all public domain and stuff now.
Yeah.
Because Star Shatter's a great game. I don't know.
It is.
I wonder, well, I guess it was something... Who did he release through? That was
Strategy
Games. First. Oh, it was Matrix? Or was it Strategy First?
It was Matrix.
Okay. Did he have some kind of... convert all your fusion... Or all your hydrogen into fusion, but don't sell it. Don't make anything. You just want you want 5 stacks of 20 fusion.
Fusion? I thought it was electronics.
Well, whatever the hell it made. It's fusion. F-U-S-N. Fusion cells. Yeah.
AC Wraith, this Project Tarvotan game, it's not great. It's kind of crappy. I don't know.
So it's an FTL-like kind of game.
Kind of, sort of, and you fly this space shuttle-looking thing. Okay, so Hydrogen Diffusion 2020, just click all those?
Yep. Yeah, convert them all.
Okay. But don't convert them to Fulcrum drives.
No.
All right, done.
Okay, so then where I'm going to go to is, if you zoom out, there's that planet that's in the middle of the three, and there's a base down there. whatever it's at. It's at like 4980 by 1300.
I don't know. I'm just going to follow you. Where the hell are you? There you are. I'm just going to form on you.
Okay. That'll work too.
Rebel Galaxy comes out next month. Spooky. Alex is completely right about that. Beyond Soul is looking excellent. I mean, that might be. I mean, there's probably some others, but
yeah. So,
isn't Spaz 2 due soon?
It should be if it ain't.
I think. Hang on. I could look at a thing. I have a calendar thing.
Are you jumping or no?
I don't know. Yeah, I am.
Okay, apparently. Good. I have a better drive than you probably. What kind of Fulcrum drive do you have now? A C2 or C1?
4.
Oh, you got a 4? Okay, then I don't have to worry about it. So, all right, good. I'll show you the way that autopilot gets you there.
Okie doke.
Which is pretty sweet, actually. All right, so I need a heading of, it's going to change me anyway. All right, okay. So I just turned autopilot on, and I'm jumping, like, way too far for both of us.
Okay.
So we're going to come out, and then it'll plot another course to the next hop, and then we'll go there.
Really?
Yep. Oh, shit, no. It just jumped us right out.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, oh. I went straight in the door, almost.
Okay, I didn't. Oh, Jesus H. Okay.
Yeah, but luckily, you don't splatter on the side of the
space. I know, I was really scared about that for a minute, and I was like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, so all you have to do here is hold down Alt and right-click on one of the stacks of fusion stuff, and it will disperse it into the other. So you'll end up with four stacks of 25.
Okay.
And then we fly back to the fabricator that we just came from.
Okie doke.
Or whatever the hell they call those things. Factory, whatever.
Let me dock. Spooky Rebel Galaxy is kind of a...
Amazing.
Naval freelancer.
It's awesome!
It's like
buy
a...
It. Just buy it. Get it.
Well, yes, you should buy it. But, okay, so hold Alt, right-click?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and it redistributes your stuff. Yeah, Rebel Galaxy is the bomb. Did you see the video? I played like 3 hours of it. Travis dropped in.
I saw a little bit of it.
Yeah,
I've got
we were doing some bug hunt stuff, and also I got him to put in. It was amazing. Like he was putting hotkey stuff in while I was asking for it.
I think we actually have a spammer in the chat room. Hang on a second. Because all he's saying is, oh my God, watch this. So just hang on.
I can
go in there. No. Wow, we're popular enough.
That we've got spam.
We're popular enough that we've got spam.
Excellent.
My God, guys, we made it. Oh my God, you guys.
Is. Oh yes, it's 7 questions with Victoria Beckham. That is excellent. I have always wondered what it is that Sporty Spice is up to, and now I know something. Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, spooky. So Rebel Galaxy is absolutely an action game. It was made by the same guys that made Diablo, Diablo 2, Torchlight 1 and 2.
Torchlight,
Think of it as an extension of that. It's like an ARPG in space, but it's not a top-down thing. You actually... It's a third person of the ship, but if you go look at my YouTube channel, if you just search for Alien Pickle, and it'll come up. I've got like 3 hours of me playing the thing on there. So yeah, Travis came in, and I was like, man. So I have to open up the you know, you hit Control and it brings up the menu, and then I have to go to the map, and I have to hit Control and go to the menu, like if I want to do like a scanner ping. And stuff.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, I got this whole keyboard here. Like, how about M for map and F for ping? And he was like, okay, it's done.
Yeah,
I
was worried they were a little too focused on the gamepad, which I get.
Yeah, well,
but it's
well,
like,
but
we
the
have
thing
keyboards.
Is, yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, I'm talking to him while I'm doing this thing, and I didn't catch, you know, any of the conversation in the stream. But I'm talking to him, and I'm just like, oh, thank you. I'm talking to him. I'm just like, how about hotkeys, bro? You know, like do this. And then he comes back like 5 minutes later and he's like, okay, it's in the new build. It's uploading. And I was just like, oh my God, just like that. I've never had responsiveness like that. Like if I could, dude, if David Braben listened to me like that, we'd have Elite Fix. It would be.
Well, we also have Enemy Starfighter coming out eventually.
That is true.
Someday.
And unfortunately,
We can't play it anymore.
Yeah, I asked him about that. He said like somehow it leaked out. He had to kill it.
Which is so sad.
That's why we can't have nice things.
I know, because some people are assholes.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'm formed on you.
Oh, you are? Okay, good. So we're going to just jump back from whence we came. So, yeah. Other spacey things. There's been spacey things.
There have been spacey things. I mean, there's other news. I put it all in Trello. I put a bunch in Trello. If you recall, Elite Dangerous, like a lot of shit from Elite Dangerous came out of EGX.
Oh, God. A lot.
If you recall. Oh, yeah. My God, you guys. Like so much amazing. Like I regret buying the. I don't even regret buying the lifetime pass. I mean, I maybe did for like 3 seconds. Like, oh my God, that's $100-some bucks. But at the same time, damn. I mean, they showed pictures of the rover you get to drive. There's going to be multi-crewed ships. You're going to have little avatars, and they all seem bald or balding with shaved heads. There's several new ships. The 1.5 update, which is before Horizons, but after close quarters combat, will add a bunch of new ships. Where'd you go? You disappeared. Where'd you go?
It jumped me twice. You should jump again.
Oh, for God. It only jumped me once.
Huh.
Was I supposed to go through the gate?
No.
No, there's no gate here.
No.
Where the hell are you?
I'm back at the station where the factory is.
That's where the gate's at and stuff. I was formed on you.
Yeah, I don't know why that acted.
I have no idea where you are now.
Yeah, I'm at the station with the asteroids and stuff.
Oh, my God.
It's the planet that's northwest from where we were.
I don't know where that is.
Well, it's northwest.
Oh,
it's
wait. Is it around, hang on.
It's near the sun. It's the planet nearest the sun.
Right, hang on. Is it the Arado Gate?
Yes.
It's the
Sapphire Gate.
Right, I have a nav point to it. Okay, I'm just going to fucking jump to that shit. But, yeah, so much ship-launched fighters. That is just so much
shit
coming to Elite. And
that's very interesting. And I kind of had guessed at that, right? There was a screenshot that showed what really looked like a condor launching out of an anaconda.
Yeah, it only makes sense. The anaconda is so fucking huge.
Oh, dude, the anaconda. So the new ship that's coming, the Panther something, whatever the hell it's called, you could stick an anaconda in it, and it would rattle
around. So 1.5 is also Horizon. Oh, I got a little confused.
No, it's not.
I thought 1.5 was the ship's update.
It is, and it's coming out the same time as Horizon Beta.
But it's not Horizon.
Right, so it'll drop at the same time as Horizon Beta.
Oh, but it is, but it are, they are coming out at the same time. Okay, I was a little confused.
So next Tuesday will be when 1.4 launches for real.
Oh, really? That soon?
Yeah, and I don't know that it's ready. I participated in that close quarters battle festival last week.
Which was
hella fun. Like, if you haven't played close quarters battle yet.
I have. Yeah. I suck at it. I'm terrible, terrible, terrible at it, but it's fun.
It is so good.
But the
only terrible thing is the matchmaking. All right, so you're going to be able to buy 4 C5 drives here.
And then I'm going to keep one, and
we're going to sell the other ones.
Sounds good to me. Is C5 the biggest you can get?
Yep. C5's the biggest, best of everything.
Oh. Why aren't you letting me dock, you silly thing? Let me dock. There we go. Oh, yes, so I can make 4 Fulcrum C5 drives. But then I have to go back to that station.
Oh, no.
No, to switch out my Fulcrum drive.
No, you can do it right here.
What?
Right click on the one that's in your thing, and it'll drop out.
Oh.
And then you can switch.
Well, there we go. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, you're going to have to clue me in on what plugin it is that you use to overlay the Twitch chat on your game.
Oh, it's called Ubiquitous Chat.
Okay.
And
it's everywhere.
It's a separate program, but it also has an OBS overlay.
Oh, nice.
That's linked to the program. You have to download and install both of them separately.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I'm
trying to get my channel into shape because we're going to start doing stuff on it.
Right. And so it overlays the chat, which is very nice. But it also lets you run multiple chats like Twitch and YouTube and all these other ones at the same time. So it's pretty cool. So now I get to fly back through this gate to get back to that other station to sell this stuff. Right?
Nope. We're not going to sell it there. Because if we take it up to that one that's way up north of us, it'll sell for like 5 times more money than you'd get down here for it.
Oh.
See, that's the magic. So let me figure out what we have to do to actually get there. Let me look at the quadrant map. There might be a quicker way. All right, so we are in...
Sapphire.
No, we're not in Sapphire now. We're in Arato.
Oh.
Which is...
Well, we're in the Sapphire Quadrant.
Right. So, all right. So we're
the general Sapphire area.
Yeah. Let me see if I can actually jump to Faustin, which would probably be the quickest.
Yeah, I think there's a gate near here that does take you to Faustin, I think. There's one of these gates takes you to Faustin. Yeah, this gate right here takes you to Faustin. So it's alt right click.
Yeah, okay, there's Lambda. Where the hell's the Faustin one?
I can't read the fucking coordinates.
Because I see the Sapphire Gate, but it's not near there.
Huh? It's right next. It's the sector one left from the sun.
Oh, okay, I got it. Got it.
I think.
Yeah, I got it.
No. That's it. No,
I found it.
No, that's where we are. You did find it. Okay.
Yeah.
So to jump right through the gate, I got to align myself with 0 or 180.
Yeah,
right?
But if you're gonna autopilot it down there, which is what I'm doing, it's not gonna line you up for the gate. It'll jump you to the gate, but it won't run you through it. Because I can't make it in one jump, even with a C5.
I see. Okay.
But it'll get you close. You'll be in the neighborhood.
And then will it take me through the gate on its own?
No. Well, I don't know. Maybe. We'll find out.
Well, I'm going to have to stop at a station at some point and get some fuel.
Oh, yeah. Well, you might want to stop there. So, yeah, I was speaking of fuel. So for the benefit of the folks. Oh, yeah, it does, man. It takes you straight through that gate. Huh.
Okay.
I should fuel up too while I'm here.
There's a station here? I don't see a station.
Well, there's a. Yeah, there's
I
one.
I see
that,
it.
There's like a big science-y station. Let me see if there's.
I don't know. I don't think we can dock it, boys.
It jumped me through the gate anyway.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to do the autopilot thing then.
Yeah, it's. If you come in at a. Oh, okay. So as soon as you come through the gate, you are at a station. So just dock right there. You'll be good.
Okay.
And there are hostiles here, so...
In Faustin?
Yes, so be quick about it.
Right. All right, here we go.
And we have to drop a docking fee here, which I can't pay. Ugh. Bullshit. Anyway, I think I got enough fuel to make it up there anyway.
How much fuel do you have?
200.
Oh, if you have 200 and you think that's enough, I'm fine. I have 400 some.
Okay. Anyway, so let me figure out. It's best to get. Oh shit, he's coming in. I wonder if he's going to shoot me in the station.
I see him.
Okay. Well, maybe he won't shoot me in here. Anyway, I need to figure out what the next jump is. So the next jump is to Taliesin.
Where's that?
Oh, I'm looking for it.
Shit.
Okay, Taliesin.
I'm being shot.
Okay, so Taliesin, just hit Alt and the jump key, and it'll jump your ass out of here.
Alt and the jump key?
Yep.
Which is the jump key?
F2, I guess, if you haven't changed it.
So Alt F2?
Yeah.
Where is it jumping me?
It just picks a place. It's just emergency. Get me the fuck out of here.
There's hostiles where I am. Well, one.
Yeah, but it ain't bad like around the station, because around the station, okay, they're looking to kill you.
So where am I going?
Okay, so you're going to the Taliesin gate, and the Taliesin...
I found it.
Yeah. Okay, so we're just going to go to that and jump the hell through it as fast as you can.
Okay.
And there's... So. Man, it's like I kicked a bee's nest. They're all outside the station waiting on me. They're like, he will come out soon. Let's see. J for jump. See, I remapped all my keys so I don't fuck up and hit F2 when I mean to hit F3.
Oh, see, if I change it, it's F2 in my mind now, so I have to keep it as F2. Oh, boy. Well, okay, it jumped me alongside, like, there are no bad guys here. I see you, though.
Yep, so I'm going to just jump through this east. I'm flying the ship more on inertial than anything these days.
Yeah, I'm also using thrusters. Woo! Let me through, you son of a bitch. Okay.
Yeah, now I got to figure out where our next jump's going to be.
Yeah, Spooky,
next jump
I would.
Right to it.
Yeah, Spooky, I would love if the missions in Elite got a little more varied and fun.
Yeah, and by the way, Alex, yeah, we already covered the BattleTech Kickstarter.
Oh, we both backed it, I'm sure.
Drooled on that bad boy. Yep, yep.
Totally drooled on that. Okay, so where are we going now?
Okay, so we're going to Saralan,
which is...
There's two gates. Well, it's the one gate that is immediately east of the sun.
Oh, I see it. I got it.
Yeah. So you want to just go there.
Got it.
It's a little bit of an adventure getting up here, but it's well worth it.
That's fine. It's kind of fun. This is the furthest I've been in this game. Usually I never like left the main couple of systems in the middle.
Yeah, same deal here. And then I was reading some of the forums and they were like, "Oh yeah, this newbie trade run that's up here. That's how everybody gets started." And I was like, "Oh, okay." So then I took the journey up here and it was like, "Neat."
Well, it's all green. No one's going to shoot me here. That's good.
Yeah, everybody in Saralan is pretty happy to see you.
Yeah, it says there's a gate observatory. It says, welcome.
Welcome to Jamaica.
Welcome. All right, so I think I'm in Cerulean.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go, whoa, giant command ship jumping in front of me. I'm going to go dock here and... sell this bullshit. And we'll see.
There's a station here? Oh, I see it. Actually,
I'll tell you what. Instead of
which
going,
station? There's a couple. Oh, wait.
Instead of selling that stuff here, let's maximize our cash. We'll jump down to Atlas. And Atlas is at the lower left of the map.
I got it.
Okay. Because we're going to get more at Atlas than we get here, so it's worth the jump. But anyway, this is the system and station that you buy stuff from. And then Atlas, where we're going, is where you sell it. So,
I see.
Yeah, it's a good time. And a jolly time will be had by all. I assure you. So, it's interesting. The jump drive doesn't burn any fuel. It's just the actual rocketing around that burns fuel. Which I find strange. I would think that jump should suck a bunch of fuel down.
It should use some fuel, I think, right?
Yeah, it's kind of an oddity.
I thought it did use fuel. No, it doesn't. You're right. It's really freaking weird.
Yeah, all so right. It's like you can jump around all over the place as long as you never touch the thrusters. You're fine.
Where's the station?
Weird. That's an excellent question. Let me pull up the map. Oh, so it's around the ring of the planet a little ways.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm going to just jump it over there.
That's what I'm doing.
See if I'm cool enough to jump in the door. Oh, shit, I missed it by that much.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
So are you playing with the latest version of my mod?
As far as I know.
Okay, so like all the radio transmissions have the beeps behind them and stuff?
Well, I can hear, yeah. I've turned a lot of the sound down so I can hear you.
Yeah.
So I don't hear a ton because the sound is pretty low.
Well, and the beeps are kind of low because I didn't want them to be super obnoxious because people would get sick of that shit quick.
Oh, yeah. So.
But, yeah. Okay, so we're here. And a C2 drive sells for $67,000.
Holy shit.
C5 sells for $262,000.
Oh, Jesus.
That's right. I made like 4 million credits in minutes here.
Oh, Jesus. I'm saving. Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, there's all that.
Why am I... What the... There we go. But let's see. There's new DLC coming for, we mentioned Starpoint Gemini earlier.
Yep.
It's called Titans, and I think that's going to have a few Titan class ships.
I was going to say, I believe it's adding Titans to the.
Yes, it's adding Titans.
Not to be confused with Planetary Annihilation Titans.
Don't get me started on that bullshit.
Well, you know, they put a bunch of patches out, right? Like, here's Planetary Annihilation Titans, which is the same game with a couple of new things. And everybody was like, oh, God, you know. And then they put a shit ton of patches out. And it's like, man, if you'd have put this out, like, as part of that, then people wouldn't have been all sore.
Right.
But, you know.
And now the original Total Annihilation is in a bundle for like $3.
Exactly.
It's like no one's going to be playing that, and the single player sucks. So it's like, why? Oh wow, look at all this shit you can buy. Afterburner drives. I could buy a terrain walker. That's where you get those things?
Yes, sir. But you don't want to buy it there because that's like
it's a lot of money. Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That is the most expensive station. Until you get down in the green stuff down around Earth, but that's going to be the highest tech stuff as well. So,
oh, Shield Battery 5, yes. Oh, I shall buy that. I shall buy a Shield Battery 5.
No, get to Sierra Leone first. You're paying way too much because they got the same shit here for much less.
You're right. That's too late. I already did it.
Well, you want to sell it back.
Sell it back?
Yeah, sell it back. In fact, you want to sell all the bullshit off your ship except for your Fulcrum drive. Trust me.
What? I'm not getting rid of my cannon relay system or my mining beam or my repairs. I'm not getting rid of it.
No, trust me. Because what you do, that gives you cargo slots, right? And then you can buy more stuff because you're going to load your ship up with stuff and then you're going to sell the stuff. See?
Okay.
This is where you buy a build constructor.
Well, I can't get my shield battery back, so that's a shame.
That's all right. So, but basically, buy the most expensive shit you can afford. Is what you do. So
at the other station, not
at the
here.
At the other station, yeah.
Right.
So, like, I'm gonna get a neodymium laser. They have
that sounds fun.
You can get a stealth field.
I see that.
You can get a sunrail cannon. That sounds fun.
That does sound fun. But they have them at the other place and cheaper.
Right.
So that's where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Okie doke.
Yeah, I'm already over there. That's why I'm shopping.
Oh.
Shopping for stuff. So.
Hey. So wait, where am I going back to? Shit, I don't even remember.
Sierra Leone.
Yes. Alt-right click, and then I'm going to head 180, and then I'm going to do the jumpy jump. Ooh.
Yeah, in order to buy stuff that should get put on your ship but isn't, you know, it's like if it's equipment that would go in an equipment slot and it says, well, you don't have any free equipment slots, you want to put it in a cargo bay, you right-click it instead of left-click it, and it'll drop it in a cargo bay.
Come on, why? What are you doing? For some reason, I jumped like next to the nav point and just like flew away from it.
Oh.
So weird. And I did the 180 thing too. That's so weird. I hope you're right, MacN71, that there are more mission changes coming via Elite 1.4 because there need to be.
Well, my great suggestion for Elite is allow community-created missions, right? Like, you're going to put in minor factions. The minor faction should have to declare, this is my capital system and this base, right? So if you fly to that base,
You do have to declare a capital system.
Oh, okay, well, great, because that's the deal then. So
I've already done it for our faction, for the Voloxi faction.
Oh, cool. So the thing is, the faction should declare this base, and then you get to create missions with your own narrative text, basically. Like, you could take their stock mission, but then, you know, put your text on it or whatever.
Which station are you at?
I just left there.
The planet?
I went to the one that was closest to the gate. I didn't feel
like it. Oh, so the one right outside of... the one right outside of C580?
Maybe. I'm not there now. I'm down at the gate jumping back to Atlas.
Right, but I'm just figuring out where to go shopping.
Oh, anyone. They're all...
Oh, okay.
And it's probably best that you don't go to the same one I did. That way I'm not buying all the stuff.
I probably did go to the same one. So what else is happening? That's pretty much all the news. We talked about all the new games. And we talked about... Well, we haven't talked about this game.
Oh, yeah. This game. So,
uh-oh. Bad guy.
This is a game.
Oh, a couple bad guys.
Yeah, there's
guys
there. You got to dock quick.
Oh, I'm working on it.
That's why it's important to know how to jump directly into the hangar. Because you avoid that BS. Ooh, and I gotta fuel up.
Yeah, I gotta do that too.
Ah, shit, I missed the door.
I want a walker. I want a mech. I love how this game has mechs. Oh, god damn it. Oh.
So yeah, something I bought for like 80,000, I just sold for 172,000. You know, pretty great. So I just basically I fill up my ship and then I come here and I completely strip it. And I've just made 1.2 million in one trip.
Oh Jesus.
That's right.
Oh Jesus,
crazy. Just don't sell your fulcrum drive. And you're
right.
<fine.
laughs> Yeah, that would be silly. That would be silly. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so you can just make this trip a few times. Life's good. Use Alt F9 and save your shit. Because it'd suck to get a couple million bucks and then crash.
It really would. So what? Oh. Ooh, Sunrail Cannon. Oh.
Yeah, you might want to mount that and test fire at some just to enjoy for the moment that you have it, what it is. But yeah, this is basically the money generator right here. And I haven't found this elsewhere. But I'm sure something exists that's equivalent.
Oh, a razor cannon. Oh.
This game's really lenient about not detonating you when you run into stuff. It would be a real bitch if it did.
Yeah, that'd be... Yeah. Oh, neodymium laser. I'm definitely
buying
that. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, that's better. Oh, that's prettier. Oh, yes. Okay, now what can I buy here and sell over there? Oh, well, repair system probably and a shield battery. So how do you add these to cargo? Just hit Alt?
Right-click them.
Oh, okay. I can afford that and that and... And why you. Okay, filling up the cargo. Oh. And then we're gonna go back to Atlas. And then we're going to get the hell out of here because there's like four bad guys just hanging around the fucking station. So, guys, we've been playing this mission a lot because it has very effective multiplayer. Jim set up a server, so that's pretty awesome.
It's easily identified by this space game junkie name.
Yeah, so. And it's got planetary landings. It's got a dynamic economy. It's got pretty... pretty good combat, which I'm still getting used to. Yeah, this is made by the guy who made the Starwraith series and the Avrock series. I mean, this is this guy's been making independent space games for well over a decade, like since the late 90s. And we're using a mod that Jim made, a compilation mod of stuff you made and some other stuff. How am I going? Okay, over there. Insufficient energy. Okay.
Ooh, I got a Maxim R cannon. Those things are pretty cool. There's one cannon that I found out here last night that I can't remember the name of, but it's meant for fighting capital ships. And it's basically like, instead of shooting a whole bunch of bullets really fast, it shoots one big wallop of a shot.
Oh. So
don't miss with it. It's short range, very low rate of fire, but it bakes capital ships. So,
oh, that's why you get in range of your whatever MDTS thing, and
yeah, and just let them have
one
careful squeeze of the trigger. Yeah, it'll probably smoke any fighter in one hit, I would assume. Because if it smacks cap ships down.
Yeah, I also, like you said, Donk, you said the game has a tutorial. The game has one of the most comprehensive tutorials I've ever seen in any space game.
What, this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, and if the tutorial's not enough for you, there's the, like, 500-page manual that you can... It's ridiculous.
I believe it. It's pretty intense, and it's really good, and it's cheaper than Elite, and right now it does a little bit more than Elite. It's got planetary landings and all that shit.
Yeah, which I think is pretty swank. That's a good time. It always scares the shit out of me whenever I come through the jump gate and there's like a big capital ship right there.
Yeah.
But then I remember, like, oh yeah, you don't crater on things in this game.
Which is nice. Donk, yeah, pretty much just one guy made this. His name is Sean, and he's really super nice. Sadly, I've invited him onto the podcast, and he doesn't want to do it. That's fine. You know, some guys... I don't know. Do you remember what the third-person view thing is? Because I don't.
It's the V key, I think, by default.
The third-person view is not bad. It basically just takes you out of the cockpit. It basically doesn't really change anything, except instead of like being in the cockpit like that, which I like better, you're basically just looking at your ship now, which is a little different. Sadly, head tracking doesn't seem to work when you're not in the cockpit view.
Well, which makes sense, though, right?
It does make sense, but it's a little it's a little annoying. Yeah, it's a little annoying. Oh, and there's a third-person panable camera. And there's some other panable camera. And, all right. Oh, so yeah, so next week, if all goes well, we'll be having some of the guys from Descent Underground.
So that's like Descent, but underground.
Yes.
Or is it like an underground game like nobody's supposed to know? It's like, it's underground.
Well, if you recall, the Descent, except for like bits of the third one, was pretty much all underground.
Yeah.
If
you're called Descent to Undermountain.
Oh, no. Let's not.
Yeah. So, hey, there's another game that just came out on Steam. It's early access. It's essentially Descent. I don't know.
Oh, it's not out yet. It's not out yet. It's that procedurally generated Descent clone.
Yeah.
It's not out yet. It's out, like, next month.
Oh.
I forget what it's called,
though. I thought it was early access or something. Or is it just pre-order?
I don't think you can pre-order it because I already would have.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember. It's
like
on my
Descent looking roguelike.
It really is, and it looks amazing. I can't for the life of me remember the goddamn name of it right now. I have it saved on my wish list. What the fuck is it called? This is going to drive me nuts. This is going to drive me nuts until I find it. I've got a long-ass wish list, and that's because I use it for price tracking. What the fuck is it called? Where is it? It's here somewhere. Hang on. I know it. I have it on my wish list. Nope. What the fuck is it called? Oh, God. Sublevel Zero.
Oh, yeah, that.
That's it. Yeah, that comes out. Shit, when does that come out? October 8th. So, oh shit, that's soon. Oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm pretty much going to buy that as soon as it's available. There really isn't any question. Wow, it's funny. Even though I've all tabbed out of Evercron, it still uses my head tracker.
Yeah, it does that with the mouse too. So it's like,
which is,
I can alt tab out, and then my ship's like spinning as I'm moving.
So thankfully, it's only my view and not the whole ship. But yeah, my wish list has 371 games on it. That's a lot of shit because I keep track of. I use Is There Any Deal to keep track of prices. Which, folks, if you haven't used Is There Any Deal, it's amazing. It's pretty goddamn incredible. Wow, F-117 Nighthawk Stealth Fighter 2.0 for $1. I should probably get that.
It's probably worth $1.
It's totally worth $1. I mean, I cut my teeth on F-19 Stealth Fighter. That was, I think, my first Microprose game. And what the fuck was that? 1986? Seven? What the fuck? What the fuck year was that?
Dude, F-19 was out in, like, the early 90s, like 91.
No, it's earlier than that. 88.
88, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, no, like, kid. I remember owning it in 90.
No, I remember I had a birthday party at Aladdin's Castle. And I took all my birthday money and I walked downstairs in the mall to Electronics Boutique and I bought this game with my birthday money. And I played the motherfucking shit out of it. I mean, there were times where I would like be before school, I would start a mission and then pause it and turn off the monitor and leave it paused all day. Come right back home. Jump right back in.
Yeah, that game was awesome.
Oh, yeah. They both are, really. But, I mean, I enjoyed the sequel as well. But, wow, we keep getting fuckers spamming. Keep getting fucking spammer shit. Ban.
It's the same one over and over.
It's different names, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, so just set the channel to just auto-ban anybody that puts a link. And then you're set.
Oh, can I do that?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I don't know. It's somewhere in the magic of Twitch.
I see mod icons.
You can restrict links. And
there's got to be a way to do that.
There is, because you go to some people's channels and you post a link and it just removes everything you've ever said. It yanks everything.
Well, we like people sharing links typically.
Oh, I know, but whenever you get abuse like this, you got to shut it down.
That's weird. I don't see one. I don't see that option. I'm not used to actually having to moderate this shit. Oh, man. So, yeah, folks, if you haven't played Evercry Mercenary, you might want to keep an eye on it. Or, I don't even know if we can talk about it. Can we even mention it? We can. He said we could. He's already working on the next game called Legacy. And it looks even better than this. And this looks pretty good.
No, it looks far worse than this.
It looks better. It looks better. Yeah. And there are more varied missions. Like, I haven't played it much, but I love the one mission where you have to fly through rings in a low orbit to take pictures of a planet for colonization. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea for a mission.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it's way cool.
Because, I mean, this game has some interesting ideas for missions like clearing asteroids. That's kind of neat. But yeah, it looks like he's got even more ideas for missions in the next one. It looks even nicer. So keep an eye for that. But yeah, guys, Evercron Mercenary is pretty freaking great. I mean, it looks really pretty. It uses head tracking natively. I didn't even have to configure this. I just turned on Open Track and boom, done and done. Works great. I think that's about it. Do you have anything else?
No, I think I'm pretty good on that. And we've given away the giant tip of how to actually make cash in this game.
Yeah, that's a pretty good tip. I'm probably going to be doing that more often. So, folks, unless something changes, because we were supposed to have a guest this morning, but he had to reschedule, so that's why we're doing this kind of random-ass show today. But next week, if all goes well, we should be talking to some of the folks behind Descent Underground. I try not to pimp too much, folks, but we are $4 away on Patreon from our goal of renting an official TeamSpeak server so we don't have to give out Jim's server trust.
Did you see, because I had that suggestion before of, well, why don't we just use Raid Call? And then Hunter posted.
They're not doing English anymore.
Yeah, it's like, damn Russians.
So yeah, like,
apparently
what?
The Cold War is hot again. They're going to deny us our TeamSpeak.
Yeah, like Raid Call is a, like, kind of a free TeamSpeak type thing. And they had a English and a Portuguese and a Russian version. And
they were like, if you're not Russian, you suck.
And they're like, yeah, we thought about it. We're not going to support anything but Russian anymore. And so, you know, no more English. And like, Hunter's not very happy about it because he uses that religiously.
Yeah.
So we are probably, if we reach our $100 goal, which is $4 away. So please spread the word, friends. $4 away. If we reach that, I will do the research and buy us an official TeamSpeak server. Because I can't put it on SpaceGameJunkie.com for some reason. Plus, I'd rather keep it separate.
Yeah. But you can't host it on the server that hosts
Can't because it's not – I don't have root access for some odd reason.
Oh, that blows.
Well, it's still – it's even though it's a really good server, it's still kind of sort of shared. So I don't – I can't have root access.
Right. And that's okay because
– Yeah, no. It's a great server. And I'm very happy with my hosting. But, if I wanted to be able to do all that, I'd have to get, like, a private server and shit, which is way more expensive.
Yeah.
We're going to hopefully be able to host – we're going to probably try and get a 35-spot place. We'll have different channels. Maybe we'll start moving the podcast over there because apparently TeamSpeak can record. So maybe we should probably test that one night.
Yeah, definitely.
When it's just us. Maybe we'll have an easier time of things than this call graph bullshit.
Yeah, CallGraph has been screwing with me pretty hard lately.
So. I know. It's such a pain in the ass. But folks, that's it for this week. I want to thank you all. We have a lot of people in the chat room, more than usual. I don't know where y'all came from, but thank you.
I know where they came from.
Where'd they come from? Lave Radio? Did you pimp out?
Yes, of course I did.
I don't assume our
fine friends in Britain.
These
are all
British
UK
friends.
Refugees that have come over on the rowboat from Lave Radio.
Oh, Alex says TeamSpeak recordings work great. That's good to know.
Oh, yeah, he does that on Gophers. So we should maybe give a shout-out to Gopher, whoever
that
is. Gopher Gaming. He plays a lot of Minecraft and stuff, but he's been playing the...
The reassembly? Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah.
No, was that Deluxe?
No, that's Deluxe that does that.
Alex,
what all has he been playing? I know he started out playing Minecraft. That's kind of where he got popular, right? But he plays some space games and stuff now, too. So it just does not leap immediately to my recall of what. Yeah.
He
plays Skyrim and stuff.
I don't know if you guys saw on the site, but this week's game is
Spacebox.
Spacebox RPGs Adventures in Space, which is this crazy motherfucking thing.
Wait,
did you know?
Spacebox?
Yeah, space-box.
Oh, that's not like Space Bucks.
No, box. Though we are going to do a show on Spacebox in a little while.
Yes.
I just figured we needed time to actually play it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, again with this guy.
So you have moderation where you can actually delete it, right? So can you?
Yes, I just did.
Ban his ass?
I just did. Yes, I just did.
Okay. And ban Alex too.
Okay. It's this game. Like the first time I played it on the video, I got killed while raiding the inside of a space fish, a giant space whale.
A what?
This game has giant space whales that you can board and raid for genetic material. I'm not even making that up.
Did the Conflux guys work on this?
No, it's It's made by the guy who made that tavern simulator. What the hell is that game called?
So is this available on Steam? Why have I never...
Yeah, that's where I got it. It's Star-Box, and I'm playing through it this
Star
weekend.
Oh, it's Star-Box, not Space-Box.
No, did I say Space-Box? I'm sorry. It's Star-Box, and I'm playing through it this week for... And just check it out, guys. It's this RPG Maker game, but it's got Starship Combat.
Oh, that thing.
It's... I think you own it. Yes, you haven't touched it, though, but you should, because it's insane.
I played it for a little bit, and I was just like, it was like super tedious RPG Maker, like, kind of UI and stuff.
It's
and
weird,
I was like,
though.
Oh,
once
God.
You get it's weird, though. Once you get past the super clunky interface, there's a lot of shit going on here.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of shit. Okay. It's just a really clunky interface. But it's fun. It's weird.
Right. I choose to believe.
It's fun. So check that out. And I forget what I'm playing next week. But folks, we will see you next week and Thursday. Don't forget, we're going to be playing multiplayer Sword of the Stars, a game I've never played. And hopefully we'll have a couple of the Kerberos guys.
Yeah, I talked
to join us.
I talked to Rorschach, Paul. And he's unfortunately. He said his wife's coming back from vacation or something, so he's going to get like a lot of life aggro if he tries to do a podcast.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, that makes total sense.
So now we know where his loyalties lie. Ban him.
Well, yeah, with his wife.
Oh, he's not even here. You can't ban him if he's not here, right?
No, I can't ban him if he's not here. Anyway, folks, we will see you next, well, maybe on Thursday if some of you decide to drop by. It's 5 o'clock again, Pacific time. But we'll see you next week. Thank you for watching and check out the Patreon. Have a good one, folks.
And,
bye.
And, hey, wait. Oh, if you donate $10 or more on the Patreon, you can pick anybody else in chat and we'll ban them.
Asterix, that may or may not happen.
I don't know, man. It's $10.
That would be our highest donor.
We could call it spacing them. We just toss them out the airlock.
Out the airlock. We'll go all Rosalind on them. Out the airlock.
Dave, what are you doing, Dave? Yeah.
No, you know, the new Battlestar Galactica, President Rosalind loved to throw Cylons or possible Cylons.
Out the airlock.
Out the airlock. So she loved that.
I missed the whole, like, what was her, Dances with Fist, Wolves, what?
Dances with Wolves. Yeah, I just got another.
Raises Fist or something.
Thank you, Nate. Nate just donated another dollar to Patreon just now, so is now it... we're $97.
Oh, wait, is it that Nate? Is it Exterminate?
I don't know.
No?
It must be some other Nate. Thank you, Nate. I don't think it's that Nate. No. Okay. We know a few Nates, but I don't think it's that Nate.
The Nates are getting to be like Pauls around here. Like,
almost.
Thin them out.
Almost. Yeah, sorry for the head tracking thing, guys. It just doesn't turn off even when I'm not looking at the thing. But anyway, I know. It's pretty funny. Okay, well, we'll see you on Thursday and next week. So thanks, guys. Have a good night. Bye.